Audience Audio presents the unabridged recording of Unholy War by David Hare, performed by Nick Podell. Prologue. The Vexations of Emperor Constant, Part 3. The Ramoni Empire. Emperors. It was many centuries before Ramoni could dare to call itself an empire, and the transformation from republic to empire was bloody and almost disastrous. The lesson it taught, court power as you would court a lover. The Ramoni Empire, a history. Arno Rufius, Lantris, 752. Palace, Rondelmar, summer, 927. 1 year until the moontide. Gervan Guile let his gaze drift around the room, while his countryman, Bolognius Vault, restated the plans for the invasion of Kesh and the entrapment and destruction of Ecor Barodium, Duke of Argundi, and his army. Two Norrmen, who'd risen against the Emperor only 17 years ago, sitting in that same Emperor's inner sanctum and presenting him with a plan to cement his rule. Who would have imagined such a gathering? Emperor Constant had been just a child then, and perhaps a life in the shadow of more powerful figures had undermined him, made him the weak-kneed young man he was now, startled by shadows and afraid even of those closest to him. The weight of the crown furrowed his brow and hunched his shoulders. Every few seconds he glanced at his mother, as if seeking approval.
Yet if what we've just outlined works, we'll have destroyed a man who'd make a far better ruler and widowed a quarter of a million of his people. And all in your name, Constant Sacrocor.
It was Mater Imperia Lucia who dominated the room. She had never needed eye-catching beauty. Her sheer presence and veiled intensity were sufficient. Her matronly face was a study in concentration as she listened to Vault, but her eyes roved continually, noting reactions, filing away the tiny behaviors of everyone present. Her attention wasn't on those familiar to her. Iron-faced cultist Corian, who was to take over the command of the crusade next year when Ecor died. Tomas Betlin, who would troubleshoot the inevitable crisis behind the lines. Caelan Dubrail, who would be safe here in Palace, counting the profits. And Grand Prelate Werther, who would be wherever the food was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?